William Quackenbush, Kelly Gramlich. It's Out of Bounds on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Who do you play for?
Play for the United States of America.
It's been 35 long years. Clifton, I've been waiting 35 years. It's finally coming home, baby. It's coming home.
Social experiment. USA. 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 USA.
Okay, okay. USA. You know, what does that even prove? Okay, you chant anything, people will join in. Canada. 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 Okay, they won't chant anything.
You blitz all night. And if they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's hear it, gentlemen. Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's go play some football. Let's go.
What is Chandler Bing's job?
Carries a briefcase.
10 seconds. You need this or you lose the game.
It's it has something to do with transponding. Oh, 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 he's a transponster. That's not even a word.
That beat like he stole something, Mr. Bosley.
You are looking live at Clemson Memorial Stadium in Clemson, South Carolina, where the game of the weekend is about to unfold.
Calma, regresa al backfield. Deshaun Watson, pase, touchdown, Clemson, con un segundo.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast, really good. Everyone on the floor as well. Really a lot of hustle, I liked it.
How great is this? This could be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold them out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson, touchdown! Hunter Renfro, little man, makes another enormous play. 1 second remaining.
Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
And welcome in. Glad to have you with us on a beautiful Friday morning, November the 3rd, 2017. We are live in Greer. This is Greer, Kelly. This is not Greer. Contrary to popular belief, it is Greer.
I've learned that there's not many vowels in Greer.
There are no vowels. It's a G-R-R sound, Greer. We are at Willow Creek Golf Club, and it is just a picturesque scene out in front of us. Finally, we get a little foliage. Is it foliage in the spring when it's all green, or is it just foliage in the fall?
I think it's just fall foliage.
I feel like I'm 100 years old, sitting in a rocking chair on a porch, looking out at nature, with just some like beautiful homes. This is when I'm 100 and still living, because obviously my dietary habits will
sustain.
Yeah, it'll sustain me till 100. This is what every day is going to look like.
Can we do every show via rocking chair?
My gosh.
Because
how great
is
this?
I
didn't even start rocking until we started the show, if that tells you anything. I was so on edge, apparently. And then now, all of a sudden, I just feel the need to rock. This is it's hopefully not a rocky show. Hopefully not. We have a jam-packed show today. We have already pressed the flesh with Travis Blanks, who's here today. Taj Boyd is here today. A number of representatives of Taj Boyd's Foundation. The reason we're here, the reason we're like an hour and 15 minutes from the station, is for the Taj Boyd Foundation Charity Golf Tournament here today. The Taj Boyd Foundation has been around for 3 years. It is awesome. They're doing great work in the community. The proceeds go right back into the community to help at-risk youth. There's a website. What is this? TeamTaj.com is the URL. If you would like to give, I know we've been asking you to give a lot lately, and you have generously given, certainly to the Tigers for Tata's campaign. As October is wrapped up, if you're feeling charitable today, if it's one of those Fridays where you just feel great and you want to give to something awesome, consider donating to the Taj Boyd Foundation. This golf tournament is sponsored. They have a gathering gala that comes up, I believe in the spring. Every spring they have
around
a gala.
Around draft time.
Around draft time. And all the money, once again, it goes right into this community. It's been 3 years now, 3 years old, the Taj Boyd Foundation. And not only that, but it's going right to at-risk portions of the community, at-risk youth. They've been donating backpacks to different organizations and making sure that kids from poorer areas and at-risk areas get those backpacks. The proceeds today are going to the Phyllis Wheatley Center, which is doing great work in Greenville. We'll talk a little bit more about them as we go forward in the show today. But really a cool day to be part of and cool things to be part of today.
And really a lot of people have already donated, because when you enter this tournament, I think it was a $400 donation for your foursome. So, and there were a lot of people here. They've just teed off and they've driven away to go play some golf. But the donations that you can see that have already happened from those players that are participating has got to be really good for his foundation. And we're just excited to support Taj and his efforts. And basically, as the flagship station for Clemson, I think it's our responsibility to be wherever Taj Boyd is. We will be.
That's true. This is the second time in a week that I've FaceTimed with Taj Boyd, and it really, there's some great stuff going on. Yeah, he was on the Tiger Tailgate Show Saturday with us and did a great job, rocked it. And now as we're rocking and rocking, just Taj Boyd rocks his life. And by the way, I do want to say this, because if I don't, I feel like I'll forget. Andy Sink was telling us on the way in that their goal right now, again, they want to pour resources back into this community and help the underprivileged and those in need. The Phyllis Wheatley Center is where they're sort of directing their efforts right now. Their 100-year anniversary is coming up in a couple years. They want to help pay for a brand new facility. Air conditioning, heat for their after-school and rec facility. They want to get new athletic facilities, get some sports equipment in there, some theater equipment, educational supplies, the things that they need for their mission to support parents in the community, especially two-income families who the kids have a hard time after school because the parents are working hard. Single-parent families, even no-parent families, where there's a little bit of a jumble situation there. They want to be able to help, and the Taj Boyd Foundation, the funds there are going directly there. So I mean, to me, this is a great opportunity to get involved here in the local community.
And sounds like we are going to get some airtime with Taj. He's going to come join us at some point. I know he's super busy today. And rumor has it we'll also get to talk to Connor Shaw, which is fun. You know, talking to guys on both sides of the aisle and maybe a member of his board, the Taj Boyd Foundation board. So we'll get to some FaceTime with some of those important people. But we also have some breaking news out of
Clemson. Yes, we do. I guess in the process of being announced right now, I don't really know, because
he's holding court.
Starting the show, he is. Okay. Is the new softball coach, John Rittman, who is a baller, who Clemson has hired. What a splashy hire this guy is. I will be honest with you. I have some exposure to him through the Hoover family. Jolene Hoover, former volleyball coach, daughter Carly. We're like honorary family members. That's a long and weaving story, but we won't get into that. Carly went to Stanford to play for Coach Rittman. Coach Rittman left Stanford, was, I believe, at Kansas, where he was the associate head coach for the last couple, maybe three seasons. And to be quite honest with you, this is a much better hire and a much different hire than I expected Clemson to have. He will be live with us at some point here in hour one when he wraps up with the media. They're going to get him on the horn, and he's going to spend a few minutes with us here in hour one. So that's going to be cool to help break that news and introduce him to you as a part of the Clemson family here.
This is an incredible hire. I mean, this guy's coached in the Olympics. And he's coming to build Clemson's softball program. That's unbelievable. He coached in Athens in the Olympics then. He's been in Beijing. He coached at Stanford, 18 consecutive winning seasons at Stanford. And Stanford is one of the softball powerhouses. 16 All-Americans at Stanford, 5 Super Regional appearances, 2 Women's College World Series appearances. He's been to the Women's College World Series. He's won 750 games as a head softball coach. And he's decided to come to Clemson and build a program from scratch. That's amazing. And let me tell you this, Kwok, a former player under Rittman, Jessica Mendoza, now of Baseball Tonight.
Yes.
ESPN fan. That's pretty cool, too.
That is pretty cool. He also, this is not his first experience building a program from scratch. And so we'll talk to him about that a little bit later on today. If you want to get in on the phones today, feel free. 654-ROAR on the Northland Communication phone line. 654-7627 is the number if you'd like to get in on the program today. Again, we'll be having guests kind of weaved in and out, but I'm not 100% sure exactly what the order of those is going to be, but we'll weave your phone calls in as best we can. 986-1566. The text line is open. Transform your body in 90 days. I dare you with the health dare. They sponsor our text line today. And then at Qualk Talk, at Kelly Gramlich, at 105.5 The Roar. We have not posted. We posted the picture. We've not posted the pics yet, have we?
Of what?
Have we made those public that you pick them?
Oh, no. I'm going to do that in a moment. It's really interesting. I'm going to post it actually at this first commercial break.
Okay.
I wanted to get some stuff out there of this beautiful day here at Willow Creek and all that good stuff. And maybe some pictures of us in our rocking chairs. You can follow on Instagram for more behind-the-scenes stuff. See if Qualk falls out of his rocking chair at some point. But these pics are fascinating. I will post them at the break. We will discuss them throughout the day. Just some interesting stuff. A lot of disagreement.
Oh, the first game.
Not... Yeah, exactly. Well, isn't that fascinating with the media?
Look at the first game. Oh, my gosh.
And WCCP. Not
awesome.
A single unanimous game except, which I don't know how this happened. I guess I'm not surprised. Clemson NC State was unanimous.
There's one with one that I almost was the second. I almost was the second one, and I'm just not.
I'm the only one on one game.
There are two or three that I'm a little bit surprised that only one went one way.
Can I be honest how I decided with my picks this week? This is make or break week. I will either lose the contest this week or vault myself back into contention.
There's no middle ground. You're only 5 games back with a month
to
go. It's not like you're 15 games back and you're just throwing Hail Marys.
No,
this would be like throwing a Hail Mary with 12 minutes left in a game down a field goal.
Compared to the other people, there are two games that if I get wrong, I'm done. If I get right, your girls win in the week. So
we'll see. That's true.
I'm pumped.
You can obviously undercorrect, but you can also overcorrect in these pick'em contests.
Oh, you can.
Basically, until the very, very end, just pick the right games. Like I'm in an NFL pick'em league, and I was in dead last a couple weeks ago. And this week, instead of going for there's points for picking underdogs and stuff like that. Instead of going for points, I just picked who I thought was going to win because I could throw Hail Marys up there and see what happens. I picked all the favorites. And I ended up winning. Now, that's not sexy, but I ended up getting the best score. There's 80-something people in the league. I ended up getting the best score of the league this week. And to me, it's still early enough to do that. It's still early enough in the college season that that you can do that. It doesn't make any sense to go for broke. But we'll see if Kelly going for broke is a good move or a bad move. We'll see if there's some method to her madness, so to speak, coming up a little bit later on in the show. Before we hit our first break, though, and John Rittman is going to join us. I believe he's on track to join us in the second segment of the show for just a few minutes. We're kind of trying to set that up right now as we speak. But so hang tight for that for sure. But the most I would say distraught that I've been for a non-current Clemson player, and in fact, as a professional, you tend to have a more professional relationship.
I don't
want to
talk
these.
About it. I can't.
The Deshaun Watson news yesterday it broke me. I was in the car and I was at a stoplight, and as one is wont to do, I checked my phone at a stoplight and I saw a tweet that someone had sent me about Deshaun, and I was like, "What is going on with
what?
This?
This is fake news."
Obviously, devastating news with a torn ACL suffered in practice, Deshaun Watson. This is someone that I covered professionally, but I'm not sure that there's a player in recent memory. Taj Boyd would be in that group, I think, of players that basically, whatever they do, Clemson people are about that thing. Ben Bulwer is in that group. There's a handful of guys in that group. I think Deshaun Watson is at the very tip top of that group. Like, nothing in the world that Deshaun Watson does, save like killing four and injuring six with like a machete, is going to get Clemson people to not support him or follow him. A lot of Texans fans, like Nuke's been on the Texans for years, a lot of new Texans fans because Deshaun's there. Okay, if that tells you anything. Deshaun Watson getting a torn ACL, some of the reactions I saw, just distraught. I mean, like media members who covered him, distraught.
Right.
People, fans in general, distraught. Other players in the league from other teams, I think at least one representative from every single locker room.
Big name players.
Especially locker rooms of teams Deshaun Watson has played against were tagging him on Twitter, tweeting things out yesterday. I don't know, even in the short time he's been playing and in the short time he's been in the league, I don't know that I could imagine the impact that he's made on everybody across the spectrum. Me, people who cover the NFL just distraught. Again, Clemson people distraught. College football people distraught. Everybody, fantasy football owners distraught. It was like Black Thursday in the NFL yesterday because a rookie quarterback with like six career starts or something like that tore his ACL. Mm. That's crazy. I don't know that you could write that type of a narrative, if you were just imagining off the top of your head.
Well, and the worst part about this, obviously, the worst part for us, I would say, as the Clemson, the Clemson family here, is just you feel for Deshaun because you've seen this happen to him before. We've seen him go through an ACL, and to have it happen again is just incredibly difficult for any athlete, A, and then B, with what he was doing so far with those six starts, that this guy was going to win Rookie of the Year. He was going to be the NFL Rookie of the Year, barring some crazy situation, which actually just happened, the ACL. He was going to be the Rookie of the Year. So that's just terrible, too. You know it's a long road back. You know it's his second ACL tear, which just is not good news for anybody. And you just feel for him because of how the impact he's made on Houston so far, not just on the field, Kwok, but off the field as well. And, I mean, I think a lot of hearts broke for Deshaun last night, especially around here, and I could see it on Twitter. People who said they were crying and just hearts breaking for him, and I think everyone felt that way. I was just sad for literally the rest of the night. I was just sad. I can't even explain it. I just feel really bad for him, and I hate it for him. I hate it for him, and I'm distraught, and I'm just so sad. I'm just mad. That's all I got. I'm mad. I'm mad, Kwok. I don't want to talk about it.
Why couldn't it be like some scrub quarterback? Why couldn't it be like Andy Dalton?
No,
that rips
you don't
his knee
wish
up?
For anyone I, to
you
be
know
hurt.
What?
You
if
can't
somebody,
say this.
If somebody Good is going to rip his knee up, couldn't it be some nonsense quarterback from some podunk
no.
team? Couldn't it be Tyrod Taylor that rips his knee up and the Bills go into Never
Neverland?
I know
you're saying things you don't mean.
I mean, come on with
mean.
That. No, I mean, I actually do mean it. You know, if we're going to have a quota of one guy a week that rips his knee to shreds, could it not be Deshaun Watson? Could it be somebody else that can't play? Why is it that in the NFL, the only quarterbacks that get seriously hurt are ones that can play? Andrew Luck, Deshaun Watson,
Aaron Rodgers.
Why don't these nonsense, mamby-pamby quarterbacks that get pummeled to death because they don't know where to throw it and they can't throw it anywhere, why don't they get hurt ever?
Isn't the worst part, too, that it was a non-contact injury in practice? Practice is stupid. You know I stand by this. Practice
is
stupid.
I've been saying it since the 90s.
Deshaun Watson does not need to practice. The man threw 16 touchdowns in 1 month, get him off the practice field, just put him in a safe spot where he can sit and not be hurt, and practice is stupid. This is all stupid.
654-ROAR is the number. Short break. John Riven's going to join us in moments. The new softball coach at Clemson just announced moments ago. We will have him on the air for you. We're live from Willow Creek Golf Club. It's the Taj Boy Foundation annual golf tournament. More to come Out of Bounds in just a moment.
Tailgating Clemson Style, brought to you by Herb and Carol Tyler of Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. They don't want you to miss out on delicious trays of nuggets, strips, wraps, and the new chilled grilled chicken sub tray, all guaranteed to satisfy. Get gallons of sweet tea or lemonade and one-of-a-kind chocolate chunk cookies. Order early by going online at ilovechickfila.com or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson or Chick-fil-A of Seneca so you can tailgate Clemson Style.
If you have problems with the IRS, don't trust your personal information to a stranger on the other end of a 1-800 number. The Green Law Firm is local and looking out for you. For a free strategy session, call 271-7940.
Ralph Hayes Toyota has been a proud supporter of the Clemson Tigers for many years. Being South Carolina's oldest family-owned and operated Toyota dealership, first and 10 at Ralph Hayes Toyota means having our best sales and service team ready to go. Right now, come test drive the all-new 2018 Toyota Camry with more performance, safety features, and style than ever before. You can even take it home for a lifestyle test drive because we want you to be sure that you're happy with your purchase. Every new and pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUV comes with the Ralph Hayes Family Promise because we put your needs first. We even offer a 3-day, 200-mile money-back guarantee to give you some peace of mind. You'll always find competitive prices, great value, and superior customer satisfaction at Ralph Hayes Toyota. Because when you buy from us, you're part of the family. Ralph Hayes and the Clemson Tigers, a winning combination. Shop 24/7 at ralphhayestoyota.com. Go Clemson!
We wrote the book on price. Ralph Hayes Toyota. What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 16% or less than 6? The answer is obvious. LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to lightstream.com/sports. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 16% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to lightstream.com/sports. That's lightstream.com/sports. lightstream.com/sports.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Available when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Advertised rates, terms, and promotions are subject to change without notice. Conditions and limitations apply. Visit LightStream.com for important terms and conditions.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone no matter where you are. Priority One. Trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Two for Tuesday. Buy one roll and get the second half price. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
South Carolina driver's licenses and IDs are changing. You will need to change your card to a federally approved Real ID to use it for air travel and access to federal facilities. All of the following must be true for you to be eligible to buy a Real ID license online next year. Required documents on file with the SCDMV, driving privileges in good standing, and a regular Class D, E, F, M, or any combination of the four license, and a U.S. citizen. Visit scdmvonline.com to learn more about changing your card. Start the process now and save time later.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramling.
Let's face it, this is not the worst thing you've caught me doing.
Now, back to Quack and Kelly on 105.5 The Roar. Ah!
Continues Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Kelly Gramling. We are live from the Taj Boyd Foundation Charity Golf Tournament, Willow Creek Golf Club in Greer. We're glad to be with you until noon today. Lots of college football talk throughout the show today. Lots of interviews. In fact, new softball coach John Rittman just hired at Clemson officially. He will join us in moments, and we're just sort of waiting on a phone call from him to kind of get him on with us, because I'm just intrigued to ask him some questions. I'll be honest with you. I am so intrigued to ask him some questions and just to kind of get his heart for Clemson softball and how to carry it forward as he's wrapping up the press conference of the media right now. Kelly, this hour is brought to you by our friends at Christopher Trucks.
That's right, Christopher Trucks, serving the upstate for over 66 years. I mean, they've been in business forever, and and they're a known brand around this part of the country, and they know what they're doing. They have a huge selection of trucks. You can find all their inventory, ChristopherTrucks.com. They also do RV maintenance, and we know football season is in full swing. You want to get that RV serviced and repaired and get it ready for the final lap or the final push of supporting your team, whether it's the Tigers or the Gamecocks or the Paladins or the Bulldogs, whoever it is. You want to have that RV ready to roll. So check them out, ChristopherTrucks.com. They're the best in the business.
Excellent. Thank you, Kelly. One thing that I believe is true, and that we're currently checking on, I think I saw this last night, and I'm not 100% sure where. I believe that the – we got a bunch of questions on this on the Health There text line. I believe that Deshaun tore the other ACL. So it was okay. The other – not the one that he tore the first time, but now he's torn the other one. So it's not a repeat injury.
Is that better, you think?
I would think so. I would think that's better than than re-injuring the same knee over and over. But again, I'm not an orthopedist. I don't know.
You aren't.
I have no idea. No.
Interesting.
No, I did stay at Holiday Express last night, but I'm not a not an orthopedist. This is interesting. Texter on the Health There text line. This is so sad. Texter from the A64 says, I literally stopped my lawnmower and sat in this lady's yard and cried like a baby. Heard the Deshaun Watson news. She was sitting on the porch and noticed me crying and walked out to console me. She said, what's wrong? Did you have a family member pass? I said, no, but it's close. He won Clemson a national championship. This is a guy who elicits a very different emotional response from many players. And a lot of times quarterbacks do that. Like, for instance, Taj Boyd has a very similar relationship with the Clemson fan base. He is very similarly tied to the Clemson fan base in many respects, that emotionally people are just invested in his life and invested in his causes. You can go to TeamTaj.com to continue to invest in Taj Boyd. People are invested in Deshaun Watson's causes. People invest, particularly a quarterback, but these transcendent athletes. People are invested in Ben Bulwer. He's in camp with the Panthers. Everybody's gung-ho about the Panthers and gung-ho about his chances to make the team. He goes out west. People are gung-ho about his chances with the Niners. And now people are hoping that he gets another opportunity. There are just a few players that go above and beyond for some reason. They're emotionally captivating people. Their story captivates people. Their leadership, the way they play, the way they represent, all of those things. Deshaun Watson is the best of the best in that regard. And so that's why the reactions to his injury have been so sort of, from an outside perspective, not knowing the relationship, it feels odd, and it feels odd to see guys who cover the NFL for their whole lives who are legitimately concerned, calling it tragic and things of that nature, that people who cover college football are still rooting for this guy and thoughts and prayers, those kind of things, and people from every locker room that have no reason other than just the interactions with him and rooting for him from the outside, that they're so invested in Deshaun Watson that they would react this way.
Well, I think the texter put it perfectly. That someone asked him, did something happen to someone in your family? And he said, yeah. I mean, that's kind of the bottom line, is that I think everybody who's a big Clemson fan or a Clemson grad or whatever felt like Deshaun was part of the family. And he is, of course. And I've said it on Twitter before that when I watch Deshaun on TV, I feel like a proud mom. And I think he's 2 years younger than me. So I think a lot of people feel that way. They look at Deshaun as kind of like a surrogate son or whatever. And so when something bad happens to him, it's like something bad has happened to your family. And you just feel really bad for him. And again, you bring up the NFL. This is bad for the NFL. It's terrible for the NFL. Because he was the class of those rookies, besides maybe Kareem Hunt and Christian McCaffrey. Those three are the ones that have really captured the fan base as rookies, and he was doing it from the quarterback position in a big market in Houston, and he was doing it in an electrifying way. He was just so much fun to watch. And so it's just really bad news for the NFL, in addition to, of course, Deshaun. But the bottom line, too, is it's 2017, and an ACL is not a death sentence by any means in terms of your football career. You can bounce back from an ACL with modern medicine. Deshaun's done it before, and he'll do it again.
There's one more thing on this, and this is going to sound really insensitive to people, so I apologize. Even more, this will be the most insensitive thing.
You already have sounded
insensitive,
so just keep
going. This will be the most insensitive thing.
By
the way, if you heard me get insensitive, it's because you misheard what I said, or you have no business trying to, like, it's too early, like you need to get some coffee or whatever. All I said was, if there was a Deshaun Watson tore his ACL, it seems unfair. If you told me a quarterback has to tear his ACL today, Could it not be some nonsense quarterback from another team? That was my point.
Can you just abandon that point?
That was my point. That's all I said. Okay. And I feel like most reasonable people would say, yeah, these doo-doo sandwich quarterbacks should probably they should probably tear their ACLs before Deshaun. Anyway, my Texas pick is dead to win the AFC. It's dead, and
that's
I'm upset
what you're
by
focusing
that.
On?
I'm upset with that.
SMH.
All right, I want to say this, too. The other response is that there were Clemson people, I swear, you searched on Twitter, Deshaun Watson fantasy, and everybody who said that their fantasy team was going to struggle this week, that you just blasted them. Here's the thing. Fantasy football is kind of a big deal. There are some people that are upset because their fantasy teams are kind of, you know, they're in shambles. They're kind of shambly because Deshaun Watson's hurt. I'm okay if somebody's mad about Deshaun Watson being out because it hurts their fantasy team. That does not offend me. Do you get offended if people are like, well, I'm going to lose in fantasy this week because Deshaun's out?
I mean, I don't care if you think that, but I don't think it's a legitimate thing that you need to post. Who cares? I don't give a crap about your fantasy
team. If it was A.J. Green, would people be mad about it?
Some people
like, he has a family. People care about him.
Maybe people who followed him at Georgia and loved him at Georgia. I mean, I think you got to understand who you're talking to here, Quack. Like, ideally you want every fan to care about every player as a person, but the reality is that's not true. But in Clemson, we care about Deshaun Watson, and so I think some people just didn't really like saying, oh, my fantasy team is done. That's just not important right now. That is not what people should be talking about.
I agree with that. I do think that is the thing that happens, though.
Sure.
I mean, that's the thing. People get upset about their fantasy team.
Our listeners probably
right, I understand it. I feel like, though, people, like, if it was somebody from another, like, if you're a fantasy football player, and it was somebody from another, if it was somebody from another team, like let's say John Ross gets hurt or something, and you've got John Ross in fantasy and he's out for the year, and you're upset that John Ross is out, or if you picked up Juju Smith-Schuster on fantasy and you have him in fantasy, then, and he gets out, he's out for the year. If your first reaction is, doggone it, my fantasy team's not going to win this week, I'm okay with that. Some USC fan might not be, but I'm okay with that. And most Clemson fans would be okay with that. I feel like there needs to be some sensitivity there. That, like, if it's any other program, we're going to react the same way. I just feel like people need to show a little, like, show some grace on it.
I'm not okay with any of this. I hate all of it. I don't want to talk about it.
We hate everything, except John Rittman.
No, that I'm very excited about.
John Rittman is going to join us in our next segment. In fact, we're going to go to break. He's apparently chatting with Monty Lee right now.
Oh.
So that's kind of a big deal. They probably need to have some substantive conversations. When we come back, we will have John Rittman live on the program. We are here at Willow Creek Golf Club for the Taj Boyd Foundation annual charity golf tournament. We will return to wrap up hour one Out of Bounds with Clemson's newest coaching hire next.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Hurry in now to get a delicious country fried steak biscuit. Only $1.99 for a limited time.
Unfiled tax returns, payroll tax problems, IRS levies, liens, garnishments, audits. Call the local lawyer who looks out for you and will get the result you deserve. David Green at the Green Law Firm. Call for a free strategy session at 271-7940.
Fall is here, and Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has all the new fall arrivals from your favorite brands like Southern Marsh, Patagonia, True Grit, Woolrich, and more. Elkmont is the area's most unique locally owned outdoor shop, women's boutique, shoe store, men's clothing store, and fly fishing shop. From candles, jewelry, and dresses to tents, kayaks, and fly fishing gear, Elkmont has something for everyone. Currently, Elkmont has huge discounts on stand-up paddleboards and kayaks. Elkmont also has the area's largest selection of Chacos and Birkenstock sandals. On your next visit, make sure you try Elkmont's restaurant, featuring local craft beer, an excellent wine list, and great food and an eclectic rustic decor. All that's missing is you. Elkmont is located across from Bojangles in Clemson, at the intersection of Highway 123 and 93. Remember, folks, If you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Right now is the time to start your search for your perfect Ford vehicle at Anderson Ford on Clemson Boulevard. The Anderson Ford Matchmaker Program provides you with an inventory specialist who will put you and your family in the perfect Anderson Ford vehicle. They'll listen to your needs and make sure your new or certified pre-owned Anderson Ford is a perfect match. Anderson Ford, doing business differently. Anderson Ford, 3900 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at AndersonFordSC.com.
It's auction time again. Saturday, November 4th, Johnny King Auctioneers returns to Hollis Jackson Farm in Inman, South Carolina, selling farm and construction equipment, cars, trucks, golf carts, tools, and more. Anybody can buy or sell. Visit jkauctions.com for details and photos. Check the website daily for updates. Bid live at the auction or online from anywhere that you have a connection. That's Saturday, November 4th at 566 Edwards Road in Inman, South Carolina. Johnny King Auctioneers, bringing buyers and sellers together. Go Tigers!
Fall is a great time to play golf. Come out November 10th to Arrowhead Point's Open House. Noon shotgun start and just $25 per player. Sign up as a foursome, or we'll pair you on a team if you're single. Wilson, Cobra, and Bridgestone will be on the driving range demonstrating their products. Lunch at 11, and there'll be on-course games. Arrowhead Point's Open House, Friday, November 10th. Space is limited, so sign up now at 706-283-6000. Arrowhead Point on Richard B. Russell Lake, Alberton.
Don't just watch the games this weekend, make money on them. Get in the action at MyBookie.ag and start cashing in on your game day picks. MyBookie is the industry-leading sportsbook that hooks you up for all your betting needs. NFL, college football, hockey, and more. MyBookie has the best odds and action for players big and small. Want to test your luck in a casino? MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand. They've even got beautiful live dealers dealing your cards in real time. And when you score that big win, MyBookie has you covered with the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code radio, and they'll throw in an extra 50% on your first deposit. Call 844-900-2387 or sign up online using promo code radio. You can also sign up online right on your phone. Just visit MyBookie.ag today. Bet with the biggest, bet with the beast, only at MyBookie.
Imagine building your dream home without having to worry about rising interest rates. Hi, I'm Christy Ross with AgSouth Mortgages. If you're considering building your dream home, AgSouth specializes in a one-time closing construction to perm loan.
Looking to escape the hustle and bustle of the city with your own recreational or hunting property? I'm William Gable with AgSouth Farm Credit. We offer up to a 20-year fixed-rate land loan. Call us at AgSouth at 864-226-8507.
That's 864-226-8507.
Equal House Lender, NMLS 480-519.
Some restrictions apply.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
They never lose their cool.
Now back to Quack and Kelly on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
All right, welcome back. Hour one continues. Out of Bounds, William Quackenbush, Kelly Gramlich, live from Willow Creek Golf Club in Greer. We're going to be joined in moments again by John Rittman, the newly hired softball coach at Clemson. Interested to get his take on his upcoming task of building a program and looking back at some of his experiences previously. Back in the Priority One Security Studios, our man Cole is holding it down, doing a great job in the stead of like half our staff who has some sort of a weird infection. Like, I don't know, I thought it was strep throat, but now apparently pink eye and I don't know.
I don't know if we need to tell people that.
I'm not sure.
I think
I'm
you should have left it at saying, infection.
I don't know
sickness.
What this is. Like, I don't know. I mean, it runs the gamut. It runs the gamut. Like, what? I'm told one thing, somebody has one thing, and then it's like something radically different.
We're at a golf course, a fancy golf course, and you just announced to everybody around us that we might have some sort of sickness. People are walking away from us now. They're running away from us. We
I'm okay
are fine.
With it. My eyes are both white.
Our
my throat feels
systems,
fine. Like, I'm good.
The OOB
good
immune systems are unparalleled.
You doggone right, man. You doggone right. It's just, you know, do they have dysentery? I don't know.
Please stop.
I don't know what they
Please
do.
Stop.
I don't know what they have. I have no
ben
idea.
Ben just texted us TMI. Yes, I agree, Ben. I'm doing all I can as per usual.
Oh, man. We are now joined by John Rittman, the new softball coach at Clemson. We appreciate him taking a few minutes out to introduce himself to Out of Bounds this morning. What's up, Coach Rittman? How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Absolutely. Now, you spoke with the media a little bit this morning. How was your sort of introduction to Clemson? What was that like as you were introduced already this morning?
It was very impressive. You know, I'm just very humbled to be a part of this great university and to be the first softball coach. And, you know, everybody talked to me about how passionate the fan base was. And I walked into the press conference this morning and the place is packed. So very impressed and just excited to get started.
Coach, your resume is just absolutely incredible. 750 wins, an Olympic gold medal. You've been to the Women's College World Series. You've coached kind of all over the country. So give our listeners a few thoughts from you on why Clemson? Why now and why Clemson?
Well, it's an opportunity to be a head coach again, number one. And number two, it's an opportunity to start something new. You know, when I came on my interview and just got to meet the people and get really excited about a new facility, to start this thing from scratch and literally build it from the ground up was intriguing. But most importantly, it's an opportunity to teach the game of softball and develop players. And that's what I think I look forward to the most.
You were at Washington. You were there. You saw that program get started. How does that process and seeing it unfold, how will that inform the way that you kind of build this Clemson program?
You know, I think it's going to impact me a lot, obviously, because it was brand new as well. Recruiting has obviously changed since then. You know, back then the recruits were signing in their senior year and actually getting recruited in their senior year. And now, you know, recruiting's earlier and earlier. We're looking at, you know, getting verbal commitments from freshmen in high school. So, you know, as you start the program here, you know, this senior class, the class that we're trying to bring in, this 18 class, a lot of them are already committed to schools, you know. So it's going to be a little bit of a challenge, but, you know, we're at a great university in this great community, you know, like I said, with this passionate fan base. And, you know, Clemson is a national brand, so we're going to get out and sell and hope to attract the top student athletes in the country.
Coach, our listeners are obviously very aware of the two different entities that are softball and baseball, but this is also a very passionate baseball fan base. Do you think that will translate and you'll see a lot of those Clemson baseball fans show up to support Clemson softball?
Well, I certainly hope so. You know, it is the sports are so similar. You know, it's just a little different pace game, softball. It's a little faster. The distances are shorter. The pitching, obviously, is different. But, you know, I think the similarities will attract the baseball fan, you know, and certainly, you know, to watch these young women compete at such a high level is fun. You know, it's exciting. Like I said, it's a fast-paced game, and you know, you get addicted to it really quick.
Visiting with John Rittman, the new women's softball coach here at Clemson, the Tigers starting play in 3 years, and could not be more excited to have him on Out of Bounds this morning. 18 years at Stanford. I know one of our favorites, Carly Hoover, I know played for you there at the end of your time at Stanford. What was that experience like at Stanford? How would you describe your time there coaching with the Cardinal?
You know, it was a great experience. I have a lot of memories, obviously, and the opportunity to recruit Carly and you know, experience 1 year of coaching her. She was injured most of that year, so didn't really get to see her true potential in the circle, but she's had phenomenal success at LSU. But, you know, in general, it was a great time at Stanford have a lot of memories.
Coach, personally, I'm a big fan of Jessica Mendoza, and I want to ask you about her because I know you coached her at Stanford in the Olympics. How cool is that for you to see one of your former players become such a, you know, such an important sports media voice? And I know that's really good for you to see and how you mold those young women as you coach them.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because, you know, Jessica was highly recruited softball player coming out of high school, and her dad was a coach, and you know, her whole family's athletes, and so when I got her at Stanford, it was you know, really a big deal for us at the time because we were a relatively new program back then. Jessica was just a, you know, obviously a phenomenal softball player and athlete, but she's more importantly a phenomenal person. She's so passionate about anything that she dives into. So we knew we had a special person when we recruited her, and she just blossomed over the years. You know, she got a chance to coach with her 8 years with the national team in the Olympics in 04 and 08. And I just watched her grow and mature, and I knew great things were ahead for her. But she has certainly made the most of her opportunities. She's a spokeswoman. She's a role model for all the young girls out there, young women who aspire to do great things. It's been a pleasure to know her. In fact, she helped in this process a little bit. So there's another ESPN personality that's a former player of mine as well, Ramona Shelburne, and she does a lot of work with the NBA and ESPNW. So very proud of both of those two.
Coach, I had no idea Ramona Shelburne played for you. That's incredible. We obviously know her and her work at ESPN.
Yeah.
So can you expand on...
Those were outfield mates.
Oh, wow. That is
awesome.
That's amazing.
That is sweet.
You got some numbers in your phone, Coach. Can you expand on that role that Jessica Mendoza played in you coming to Clemson? You mentioned that previously.
Well, I think, you know, when the interview process started and you know, Clemson's wanting to look at references, you know, obviously Jessica, you know, and I have this very close relationship, and I felt very comfortable with you know, Clemson talking with her about her time with me, and we're truly like family, so I thought that was a great opportunity for me to have Clemson talk with her.
A visit with John Rittman, the new softball coach at Clemson. Just got finished with the media, and we're pleased to have him here with us on Out of Bounds here on a beautiful Friday morning in the upstate. 18 years at Stanford, you had 18 winning seasons. You made 16 straight NCAA appearances. So you're used to winning, and you really don't know anything different. And when people hear new program starting, they think maybe youth and a long process and maybe some growing pains and things like that. What is a realistic timetable? I know we're far away, but what is a realistic timetable that people can expect for your program to mature at Clemson?
You know, that's a great question, and you know, certainly we want to be as competitive as quickly as we can. We're going to do this the right way. We're going to build this program from the ground up, build a solid foundation. But our goal is to win and be competitive as soon as we start playing. You know, a lot of people told me, you know, we got to have patience and we're gonna take our time and make sure we do this the right way, and certainly I want to do that. But you know, I'm a competitor, and I know the student athletes that we bring in here are gonna want to compete. You know, so our goal is to go out and win. You know, we're gonna be competitive. We're gonna work extremely hard. We're gonna take care of the process on a daily basis and let the outcomes kind of come from that.
My two younger sisters were teammates with Carly, and so we traveled around the state, saw a lot of prep softball back in the day here in the state of South Carolina. Obviously, recruiting Carly, you did as well. What is your sense of the talent in state and your recruiting philosophy as you kind of hit the ground running here?
Well, you know, I think first and foremost, we're going to recruit locally. You know, we're going to recruit regionally. We're going to recruit nationally. We're going to recruit the best student athletes in this country. Now, you know, it behooves us to recruit the kids in the state of South Carolina because it's an easy sell. They've grown up with Clemson, and they know how special this place is. But the key is to be able to recruit kids that can play at the ACC and the national level. And, you know, we're going to hit the road this weekend. We're looking at kids from all over, but certainly we're going to look to make sure we keep kids in the state at home.
Coach, you've been involved with softball, I mean, really since the late 80s. So you've seen this thing grow and blossom into, like you said earlier, kind of the national phenomenon it is, especially around World Series time. Just talk about that growth of softball and how you've seen it become a national brand.
You know, I think what really made this sport grow was the Olympics. You know, when it got... in the 1996 Olympics, and that were held in Atlanta, I think it just jump-started the whole country. And you saw the growth in numbers, and it hasn't slowed down one bit, even when it was voted out of the Olympics in 2012 and 2016. Now we're back in with baseball for Tokyo in 2020, so you're starting to really see a whole new generation of young girls that are, you know, have this dream of, you know, playing in the Olympics. You know, in baseball you have the major leagues, and in our sport it's really Division I college softball and the Olympics. So, you know, with that dream now a reality, you're going to see this sport even grow, you know, more. Now, in the meantime, when we weren't an Olympic sport, you saw the Women's College World Series grow into what it is now, and the certainly the exposure is phenomenal. The TV time that these young women are getting is so well deserved, and you know, like I say, when you watch a game, it's addicting.
All right, visiting with John Rittman. One more for you, and then we'll let you run because I know you got a lot to do today and certainly getting ready to lay the groundwork here. You've got a couple years before you coach a game, and I know as a coach, mm-hmm. as a competitor, that can be kind of tough. How do you spend this interim time? What does that look like for you?
You know, there's so much to do. You know, we're going to be building this brand-new facility, and that's going to take some time, but you know, between recruiting and you know, really laying down the foundation here and getting everything organized, that year and a half is going to go by pretty quick. We're going to have some athletes on campus next year that will redshirt. That's our goal. And so we'll have a team here, and we'll have some, you know, a schedule of practice and, you know, strength training and conditioning lined up for them. But there's still going to be a void, you know, and I've already talked to Coach Lee here and some of the other coaches that I may be showing up at practice and, you know, filling that void with, you know, watching some of their sports practice and compete.
Coach, one more for you from me. Have you ever been to a Clemson football game, and will you be attending Clemson Florida State next weekend?
I have not, but I will be at the Florida State game this next weekend, and I'm really, really excited. Obviously, I've watched Clemson on TV a number of times and watched their national championship run last year, so that was exciting. But to see it in live in person, can't wait.
Slam dunk hire in my book. John Rittman coming to Clemson, the newest coaching hire for the softball program. Again, first pitch scheduled for 2020. As you heard him say, a lot to do before between now and then. Coach, welcome to Clemson. It truly is a special place. Can't tell you how excited we are to have you and for you to be part of the family here. Look forward to visiting with you again many, many more times in the future.
Hey, thank you all for having me this morning. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. That is John Rittman, the new softball coach at Clemson. Really good stuff from him.
You meant home run hire, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you could say any of those. Yeah, home run hire. That's probably
that guy's impressive. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, 750 wins
in
18 years.
When you look at his resume, it's unbelievable. I saw a quote on the Clemson softball Twitter page. It's at Clemson softball. They're putting up updates, and that account's been new for a while. And it said that Dan Radakovich was told during this hiring process, if you can get John Rittman, your search is over. That's what someone told him. And I think that's exactly what Dan Radakovich did, and I think it's just a wonderful hire all around.
He has got a great, great reputation. There's no question about that. And I'll say this too: when you think about a new program, you think about growing pains. You think about maybe a young coach that is not a head coach and doesn't want wants the responsibility and the excitement to do something in their image. You don't think about guys that have been to the Women's College World Series.
No.
Think about 18 winning seasons in 18 years.
It's unbelievable. And I'll say this too: this might be, I might be off on this, but I really do believe it, that Clemson winning the national championship in football and going there 2 years in a row is just going to continue to reap its rewards for Clemson. And it has a certain effect. I'm not saying by any means that Coach came here because of that, but Clemson is now such a national brand that he was very aware. He said he's watched Clemson football on TV many times. I'm sure he's seen Clemson baseball on TV. He's very aware of the brand, and I think that just what the football program has done to catapult this brand is in some way allowing a hire like this to happen, and it's just incredible when football can affect the rest of the sporting landscape. It's just good stuff.
We're live here at Willow Creek Golf Club. It's the Taj Boyd Foundation Charity Golf Tournament. Unbelievable day out here. Beautiful sky, beautiful trees in the background, a beautiful golf course here as well. The folks already on the golf course. If you want to make a donation today, TeamTaj.com is the website, I believe, TeamTaj.com. You can go there and make a donation to the Taj Boyd Foundation. All the money going to at-risk kids and families here in the local area. Hour two, lots of college football talk. Brett Freeland is going to join us talking ACC coming up next.
When playing football
safely
for
in the Priority One
the
Studio,
hard work and doing the right way.
WCCP.
My name is John Wright Jr. Now that I'm in the field of commercial real estate, I have the opportunity to apply those principles to my daily business. If you're in the market for buying, selling, or leasing property from office or retail to industrial or land, then let me know at McCoyWright.com. That's McCoyWright.com, where we will do our best to ensure your success. And remember, if it's not McCoyWright, it's not right.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Hurry in now to get a delicious country fried steak biscuit. Only $1.99 for a limited time. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Whether you want to travel on road, off road, or off the grid, we've got you covered. When you want the best protection from everything Mother Nature can throw at you, we've got that covered too. If you want high quality truck bed liners and accessories designed to endure the elements and last a lifetime, ask for Line-X spray on protective coatings and travel on. Don't just protect it. Line X it. Stop by Line X.